You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, good morning. Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. This is your host, Fun Strong James. And this morning, I want to jump straight into it today, y'all. We are in Acts 9, and this chapter right here, oh my goodness. Acts chapter 9, if you did not read it yet, just pause the podcast and go ahead and read it and then click play again, because, oh my goodness, y'all, chapter 9 for me can be summed up in three words: encounters, experiences, and encouragement. I really wish I could read the whole chapter on the podcast this morning, but like I said, you should have already done that. Or if you're going to press pause and go read it, go do that now. But to save time, let's get into what I got from reading Acts chapter 9. But before I do, let me share with you guys what the Holy Spirit said to me before I even started reading Acts chapter 9. Check it out. The Holy Spirit said, "I'm showing you things. I'm revealing things. Ask me what it means. Ask me what to do with it once I show it to you. Ask me. Don't assume anything. Ask me." The enemy wants you to be confused about what you see, but when you ask me, I bring clarity. I think the Holy Spirit just gave me bars right there, y'all. Let me read it again. The enemy wants you to be confused about what you see, but when you ask me, I bring clarity. Y'all know the Holy Spirit talked to me how I hear. Come on now. He talked to you how you hear. But anyway, what else did he say to me? He said, "I will show you and tell you." I'm not just going to show you. I'm going to tell you too. He said, "Look, listen, and learn from me. Keep praying." Y'all saw that? The enemy tried to keep me from saying, "Keep praying and interceding. Keep being obedient, keep giving, and keep delivering." He said, "Look, listen, and learn from me. Keep praying and interceding. Keep being obedient, keep giving, and keep delivering." Y'all, that's what the Holy Spirit said to me even before I opened my Bible to Acts chapter 9. Isn't that something? Woo-wee, y'all. The Lord, look, this year is 2020. You know, everybody was talking about vision as we were approaching this year, last year, 2020. The Lord said, "I'm showing you some things. I'm giving you clarity on some things. I'm revealing some things, but I need you to ask me what those things mean. When I show it to you, I'll tell you what it means, but you need to ask me. Don't just assume you know what it means when I show it to you." He's telling me to ask him. And he's saying the enemy wants me to be confused about what I see. But when I ask him, he's going to give me clarity on the thing. Y'all get that? I got it. And I'm so thankful. So let's get into Acts chapter 9, okay? So I jumped into Acts chapter 9. I got me a cup of coffee. Y'all know I love a good hot cup of coffee, right? I love just reading my Bible with Jesus and a cup of coffee. Like, that's heaven on earth right there. Just a good cup of coffee with some vanilla creamer. Man, you talking about good to the last drop. Okay, so y'all, chapter 9 of Acts, the Damascus Road. Oh man, y'all know this chapter right here is so good. I mean, it's full of swift transitions. The words "suddenly" and "at once" stood out to me because I truly believe that things in my life have been happening suddenly and at once. Matter of fact, they still are. The The Lord has been telling me this, and others have been prophesying to me that things are going to happen so fast, my head is going to swim. And as we study this ninth chapter of Acts, we see how that happened for Saul. No new name yet. Okay. His name is Saul in chapter 9. All right. So here's what I wrote down in my study. When God changes you, it doesn't matter who you used to be or if people bring up your past. Proclaim the name of Jesus and keep on going. Just like, people are going to bring up your past. People are going to try to figure out how you used to be the one all in the club. Now you're talking about Jesus. How you the one used to be smoking and drinking and now you talking about Jesus? How you used to be cussing like a sailor and now you talking about Jesus? How you used to be out there in them streets doing stuff that you know you shouldn't be doing and now you talking about Jesus? Y'all, when God changes you, it doesn't matter who you used to be or if people bring your past up. You just need to proclaim the name of Jesus and keep on going. That's from Acts 9:22. Then I wrote down, when people see the healings done in Jesus' name, it actually turns them to Jesus. So when people see you heal, when you lay your hands and heal somebody in the name of Jesus, that actually makes that person turn to Jesus. It makes them want to have a relationship with Jesus. Okay? Whether the person you're healing or whether somebody is a witness to the healing. Either way, it could turn them and all the witnesses to Jesus. Acts 9:35. Saul in this chapter had a supernatural encounter with Jesus. In Acts chapter 9, Saul had a supernatural encounter with Jesus. It says he was traveling on the road. That's how the road to Damascus, right? And as he was traveling, he was near Damascus. A light from heaven suddenly flashed around him. Falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Saul replied, "Who are you, Lord?" The fact that Saul said, "Lord," they're just, I don't know. Anyway, me just, I'm like, he knew it was the Lord. But he said, "Who are you, Lord?" This is what Jesus said. "I am Jesus. I am Jesus." He's like, "Who are you?" He said, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. But anyway, get up and go into the city and you will be told what you must do." Y'all, Jesus is like, "I'm Jesus. But anyway, get up and go into the city. And then I'll tell you what to do after that." Okay, let me tell you what else I wrote down. Ananias was a disciple in Damascus, okay? Ananias got his assignment from God in a vision. Okay, y'all know the blog and the podcast called On Assignment by God, right? Ananias got his assignment from God in a vision. Ananias was afraid, but still obeyed. Oh, come on, bars. Ananias was afraid, but he still obeyed. That's Acts 9:13-15. Saul was changed suddenly. Suddenly, Saul had an encounter. You know how people say Saul to Paul conversion? You might not know that people say that, but people in the church say that. That you know, you had a Saul to Paul conversion. Like a sudden change. A sudden change. And then when Saul was changed suddenly, he began immediately proclaiming the name of Jesus. Immediately, like it wasn't no space in between him being changed and him immediately proclaiming the name of Jesus. The very people, as you read through this chapter, the very people that Saul was coming to in prison were the very ones who ended up saving Saul when the Jews conspired to kill him because he had changed sides. Saul changed sides. Y'all, read the chapter. Read Acts chapter 9. I'm telling you, it's full of encounters, experiences, and encouragement. Okay, I bet you didn't know this right here. Saul was from South Central. I bet you didn't know that. He was a gangster. For real, Saul was from South Central. Okay, so for real, Saul was from Tarshish, which is currently South Central LA. I told y'all he was from South. Okay, I'm playing. He wasn't from South Central LA, but Tarshish is really South Central Turkey right now. Either way, we all know when somebody from South Central, you automatically think gangster, right? But Saul was a gangster, y'all. He was, because when you start reading chapter 9, when the chapter opens up, it says Saul was still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. Gangster. He was a gangster. He had gone and gotten permission from the high priest to arrest anybody that was repping Jesus. He was a gangster. He was a gangster, okay? From South Central. South Central Turkey. Okay, Tarshish. Whatever. He was a gangster. So while the Christians, this is the other part that I got from reading Acts chapter 9. While the Christians were being persecuted, the church numbers grew. That means that in spite of all that was going on, people were being converted into believers of Jesus. So what does that say to us? Don't let nothing stop you from preaching and teaching the word of the Lord. Don't let nothing stop you. Like, basically, if you are a true Christian, you're going to be persecuted. I was in reading this Acts chapter 9 in my Tony Evans study Bible. One of the things that Dr. Evans points out, and let me go to it right quick. He said, let me see, where is it? Okay, the Christians were severely being persecuted. And he said, though believers in many places may face such severity, they can still undergo persecution in other forms like rejection. So like there are, like in the United States, well, first of all, outside of the United States, there are places where people get persecuted for being believers in Jesus, right? Like they have to hide it, or, you know, have their underground churches in like India and China and different places like that because of the government, and you can't just worship Jesus openly, right? But in the United States, we don't really have that issue. But what Dr. Evans was saying in the study notes is that even here in the United States, we can be persecuted in other forms like rejection, mocking, ostracism, and discrimination. He said, all who want to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So if a believer experiences no form of persecution, it may mean that he or she doesn't have a faith worth persecuting. Then it says, don't be a secret agent, Christian. Don't be a secret agent, Christian. We are supposed to go public with our trust in Christ. Y'all, that really, I was like, oh, don't be a secret agent, Christian. Don't be quiet about your belief and trust in Jesus Christ. Don't be quiet about that. You see, I thought about it though, because I was about to say, nah, I ain't quiet about my faith. I get on the podcast every day and talk about it. But there are times when I believe the Lord is telling me that I need to speak up even more, that I need to speak out even more and not just be a secret agent Christian, but go public, like tell even more people, like go live, get on social media or be in the store and be public with it. I believe in Jesus. Jesus is going to, you know, solve this. Jesus will settle this. That's going public. But see, a lot of times, like he was saying, you don't say nothing about your belief because you don't want to be rejected. You don't want to be mocked. You don't want to be ostracized, and you don't want to be discriminated against. But when you read Acts chapter 9, we should all be encouraged to not be a secret agent, but for us to be public, going public with our trust in Jesus. Then the other thing that I wrote down was miracles were performed to draw people to Christ. People were experiencing miracles. And when they saw those miracles, like the healing of Aeneas, A-E-N-E-A-S, I hope I'm saying that right, Aeneas, When they saw the miracle of Aeneas, all who saw it turned to the Lord. All who saw it turned to the Lord. That's in Acts 9 verses 30. Just read 32 through 35. That's the whole healing of Aeneas. And Peter, let me just share that part right there. It says, Peter was traveling from place to place and he came down to the saints who lived in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas who was paralyzed and had been bedridden for 8 years. Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed. And immediately he got up. So all who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. Y'all, I just want to pause for the cause right here for a little commercial break and say, look at what Peter said to him. I think some of y'all think you got to have like a whole slew of words that you got to say when you out here healing people in the name of Jesus. He said the man's name, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed. That's it. And immediately the man got up. Y'all, you ain't... I don't know. I think religion, you know, even for me, religion has made us think like we got to be, I don't know, like you got to go to seminary to know how to heal. No. Read the word of God. The word of God will tell you exactly what to say and what to do. If we look at what Peter said, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed. And immediately he got up. There's that word immediately. Like it happened suddenly, at once, right away. Y'all, we out here casting out demons. Okay, if you're a believer, that's what we supposed to be doing. And healing. We ain't got to be going into no long drawn out stuff. Say the person's name and then say, Jesus Christ heals you. Now get up and make your bed. And immediately the person will get up. That's the faith you got to have. That's what's going to happen. All right. And finally, I wrote down Peter raised Tabitha. Peter was on a roll, first of all. Okay. Peter was on a roll like cottonelle tissue. Peter raised Tabitha, a disciple, from the dead. And this was the first time an apostle had raised the dead like Jesus had done. But of course, that wasn't the last time. But y'all, I love the fact that this was the first time and it was a woman. Tabitha, come on, Tab. Tabitha was always doing good works and acts of charity. Let's go, ladies. Let's go. Tabitha was always doing good works and acts of charity. Then Tabitha got sick and died. But Peter came and raised Tabitha from the dead. And it was the first time an apostle had raised somebody from the dead like Jesus had done. Y'all. And it was a woman. Come on, Tab. Our God is a God of reciprocity. Our God is a God of reciprocity. Tabitha had sacrificially served others, and thus God showed mercy to her. And Peter raised Tabitha from the dead. Let me tell you what Peter said. It says, this is Acts 9. Peter, so they was like, she done died, right? But she wasn't dead. Peter sent them all out the room. He knelt down, prayed, and turning toward the body said, Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes, saw Peter, and sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her stand up. He called the saints and the widows and presented her alive. This became known throughout Joppa and many people believed in the Lord. Y'all, first of all, when the man was sick, bedridden for 8 years, Peter said to him, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed. Then when he raised Tabitha from the dead, he said, Tabitha, get up. Y'all, your faith got to be up to here. I'm raising my hand. You can't see me. But you got to have that level of faith that when you open your mouth and say, get up, You have that authority in the name of Jesus to tell a dead person to get up. And that's all you got to say. You ain't got to be like, oh, Father God, we come to you. So-and-so done died. And Lord, we know you are the God. You are resurrected power with your resurrection. Like, we ain't got to do all of that. Peter said, tap, get up. I'm saying to you, you are healed. In the name of Jesus, get up. Get up out that bed. You are healed from whatever affliction. Get up. Let's go. Y'all, I told y'all this chapter of Acts is full of encounters, full of experiences and encouragement. This chapter really encourages me as a believer in Jesus. It encourages me to recognize my authority and to use my authority. We should all be encouraged. Right now, we should all be encouraged to know that our past should not keep us from proclaiming the name of Jesus. And when we do, we can increase the number of believers in Jesus Christ. And even like Ananias, we should still be obedient even when we are afraid. Jesus had come to Ananias in a dream, telling him to go, you know, heal Saul. And Ananias was like, you talking about Saul, the one that's out here putting people in prison because they believe in you, Saul? That one? He was a little bit afraid, but he still obeyed even though he was afraid. Y'all, be encouraged. We should still proclaim the name of Jesus even if people try to persecute us for our faith. And like Saul, no matter what others say, we will be vocal about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So be encouraged today, y'all. Read Acts chapter 9 again and see what the Lord reveals to you from reading this chapter. And then ask him. That's what he told me. Ask him what to do with it when he reveals it to you. All right, y'all. That's a wrap up for today's episode. Look, chapter 9 of Acts. Man, that chapter right there, that was a good chapter. Like, just sometimes you have to read it again. Don't just think you can do something one time and that be it, you know, when it comes to getting revelation from the Word of God. Like, you can read the same scriptures and get a whole new experience, okay? A whole new revelation, okay? All right, these are your assignments for today. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, what encounter did you have with the Lord that changed your life? And number three, have you shared it with others so that it may change their life? All right, y'all, do your assignment, and I'll catch you here tomorrow.